This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With the winter sports season wrapping up, there are a lot of emotions running high on the weekend. Now, we've probably all heard the idea that losing builds character. I'm sure it's probably true, but it's not much comfort to your weeping 8-year-old when they've just missed out on the end of season trophy. Colette Smart's an adolescent psychologist. She's with us now to discuss how losing at sport can actually be good for your kids. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
You must have been in this situation too, with a really devastated child after, you know, they haven't won. It's a tough kind of situation to be in.
Yeah, I mean, regularly we also just ending off winter sport at the moment, and it's so tricky because I think we all intrinsically know that learning is good for us and for our kids, but none of us like it.
Yeah.
We don't like to lose.
No.
You feel inadequate. And I wonder if it's because we condition so much to look at losing in a sport as a failure of yourself. And so, we've spoken on the show already, Katrina, about the whole fixed mindset, growth mindset previously. And I think it taps into that, where our children don't see failure as an opportunity to learn. And failure is an opportunity where we learn more than we succeed. So I don't think any child jumps for joy when it happens, but I think if we can slowly start to model that or use that kind of language and understand that it's through failure that our children build character, not necessarily through their successes.
So, Colette, I think the natural kind of trajectory that you hope for is that a team is going to improve over the season, that they're going to get better and better and eventually have a win, you know, if they stick at it and they train hard. But if that never happens, or if that trajectory is reversed for some reason, I guess like as how it was with our team, you know, can a team still enjoy the season?
Katrina, I believe they can. I think it's not easy, and we do see teams that don't, they just don't ever do better. But I think it's really up to the coach and the parents. I mean, we're the adults and they're kids, and we have a lot to do with that. So not shouting or getting demoralized ourselves and getting hyper-competitive that we start blaming the other players and dwelling on the loss. It becomes our issue a lot. And I think coaches can do things like look for what their team has improved on with each game. So they can teach sportsmanship skills and encourage teamwork and talk to the kids about how they've showed camaraderie together.
Yeah.
Really, there will always be things they can find. And then parents must focus on the small victories. So, you know, going back to that growth mindset, we focus on their effort within each game. So look at how they improved a personal best. So they were dribbling better today, or throwing and passing or tackling. And then also noticing or getting our children to notice what their friends and their teammates did better during that game.
So, well, that's great.
Really, it's about focusing on effort and new things that they've done well in.
One of the things I was really proud about with our netball team this season is that they never got dirty. You know, they never played dirty. No matter how, whether they're winning or losing, they played clean. That's one of the things I sort of talked to them about, is I was so proud that you guys didn't get aggro when things didn't go your way, which is something as a parent that's quite heartwarming.
That's so important, yes.
So what are some ways we can help kids to see the good when they're experiencing really intense disappointment or maybe even a sense of failure?
So something I read quite a while back was instead of commenting on your child's win or their loss and rehashing the game, I think we should get into practice of just simply saying to our children, I love watching you play. And I've really been trying to do that a lot. And I feel like it's changed the conversations in the car on the way home. So not commenting on their skills specifically, but really just that you love being there. I also think waiting a while after the game. So, you know, even if you sit quietly listening to music in the car or in silence, emotions are very high with the adrenaline straight after a game. And so sitting in quiet, letting them process it, let them be disappointed if they feel that way, just giving them space.
Let's talk a little bit about the benefits of doing team sport, because I think people can get to the end of the season, especially if their team hasn't done well, and they can feel a bit flat and they can kind of forget that, you know, there are so many good things about being involved in sport. So what do you see as the main benefits of being part of a team?
Well, I think you mentioned one already. When we look at the bigger picture, like you were proud of your team or your daughter's team not playing dirty. So kids learn to be part of something bigger than themselves. They learn not to give up because the team isn't doing well. I mean, my daughter's been on a netball team where the team just didn't do well the entire season. And of course, there were times when she and some of the other girls wanted to just throw in the towel and just say, I'm done with the season, there's no point. And we have to make sure they stick through. You learn team skills, not necessarily sports skills. You're actually learning life skills. And then, of course, making new friends, finding people with similar interests to you. So it's the social skills. You learn to be kind and encouraging and learning to manage frustration. So if we can look at our kids' sport as a life skill, not just, you know, that weekend win or lose, I think that's where we've got to be focusing.
Yeah, training ground for life. All right. But having said all of that, it can be really hard for kids to keep it together. And we certainly saw over the season some people, you know, chucking the ball and things like that when things didn't go their way. So it can be really hard for kids to be gracious to the other team. How can we encourage better sportsmanship in our kids?
I think it's important to just keep encouraging our children to go back and shake hands, to say well done. But they are still kids and they will occasionally storm off. And again, it's waiting until the emotions are settled and then talk to them later that afternoon or the next day just about sportsmanship. That sportsmanship isn't just about the team sport. It's actually how you treat others on the court as well. You know, it's not just how well you play. And then point out to your child during the season when you notice other people, even other teams showing sportsmanship or demonstrating it to your children's team when they lost. Comment on, wow, look how well they did. They must have been so disappointed, but they still came and shook your hand and said, well done. That was a good sport. And so know that your children, they will get better at it. They're still kids. but we must persevere, but they will get better as they get older.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much, Colette.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about why it can even be good for kids to lose at sport.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.